So as we mentioned this morning, record-breaking rain in Tasmania and parts of Hobart and surrounding areas. But that's not the only record being set in Tasmania at the moment. Last year, the number of international tourists visiting the state jumped by 18%. The biggest rise was amongst Chinese visitors. Now, conservation groups are raising concerns about whether that increase in tourism numbers is sustainable. And the Tasmanian government is facing criticism for its push to allow luxury tourism development in parts of the state's World Heritage Listed Wilderness. Christina Kukulia reports.
Last year, a record 1.3 million visitors passed through Tasmania, both from interstate and abroad, ploughing some $2.3 billion into the local economy. Australia's smallest state has become the country's fastest-growing destination for international guests. The number of those visiting from China alone grew by 60% over the past 12 months, dwarfing the 18% overall rise in overseas arrivals. An economy that for years has been consistently underperforming is now being propelled forward in part by this unprecedented boom in tourism. It's a trend Premier Will Hodgman wants to see continue.
My government is always more than prepared, in fact enthusiastic, about partnering with private operators that understand our state, what it has to offer, have a proven track record, and are investing in a way that will showcase our state and take ecotourism, particularly in this region, to the next level.
Will Hodgman is looking to luxury development in the state's Wilderness National Heritage Area as a way of positioning Tasmania atop the world's environmental tourism rankings and has invited proposals from domestic and international bidders. But former Greens leader Bob Brown, along with other conservationists, says the Hodgman government is wrong to expose protected land to private enterprise.
They have at least 40 applicants queued up for that, and places like the Walls of Jerusalem National Park, a magnificent alpine region of lakes, mountains and pencil pine forests which are found nowhere else on earth. Frenchman's Cap, Federation Peak, which wasn't climbed until 1949, the most remote peak in Tasmania, they're wanting to put in a dry shoe walk to that.
Bob Brown was speaking on a scratchy phone line from Signet in Tasmania. Dr. Brown says there are alternative sites for the developers to explore.
I went to Will Hodgman with 12 places in Tasmania where you can buy on the free market magnificent sites for eco-lodges, including my own home valley, just a beautiful place of Liffey in northern Tasmania. It's got a more than 1,000-metre mountain on top. It's got a pristine river, a waterfall at the back, rainforest and lots of wildlife. But why would a developer go and pay $500,000 for a site there when the Premier's saying, no, come and I'll give it to you free inside the World Heritage Area where you'll get an unnatural monopoly with no future competition?
The state government has identified over 20 locations for potential future projects in Tasmania's national parks and reserves. It says all submissions are assessed against the World Heritage Area Management Plan by which they're governed, as well as Commonwealth and statutory standards. $3 million in federal money is already helping fund new accommodation along a remote bushwalking track in Tasmania's far south, and parts of the Central Highlands are being rezoned to make way for more high-end development. Luke Martin, who heads the tourism sector body, Tourism Industry Council Tasmania, believes the state will benefit.
There are regions of Tasmania that are the most tourism-dependent economies in the country. The East Coast is the fifth most tourism-dependent regional economy. The places ahead of it are like Uluru and Fraser Island. So tourism is a major driver of underpins the employment and economic activity in regional parts of the state. There are certainly pockets of the state that are under pressure from increased visitor growth, as there is population growth in Tasmania, and that's starting to have impact on our traffic congestion and on our, for example, our housing affordability in Hobart. You understand that. So these kind of growing pains that it's refreshing for Tasmania to have to deal with pressures of growth as opposed to normally. The narrative around Tasmania has too often been about how do we stimulate growth.
The epicentre of these growing pains is Hobart. Last month, an Anglicare Australia report found never-before-seen demand for tourist accommodation is driving up listings on the house-sharing service Airbnb, and that's causing what it described as a rapid decline in affordable rental properties. Dr. Anne Hardy from the University of Tasmania School of Business and Economics says the impact of tourism growth is also being felt further afield. She's told AM one example is Bruny Island on the state's south coast.
About 10 years ago, probably only about 15 to 20,000 people were visiting it. But over time, more and more people are going. And so now the visitation is sort of approaching up towards the high 100,000 visitors a year. And this is an island that only has about 300 permanent residents on it. And what we can see in that island is that the ferry's getting busy. So it's hard for residents to get on and off the ferry. It's also hard for tourists to get on it. And the residents are finding that their local favourite places or their nice quiet spots that they enjoy, and that's why they moved there, are suddenly also being occupied by tourists.
In Hobart, opposition to plans for a cable car on Mount Wellington culminated earlier this month in protests fuelled by transparency concerns. Dr. Anne Hardy says these tourism tensions are spreading across the island, from the Tarkine in the northwest to Coles Bay on the east coast. And it looks like it might take a while for Tasmania's growing pains to ease.
It's all starting to rumble. So what that for me indicates is that we're approaching a point where there may not be sustainability from the perspective of the local community. And if you don't have community support for tourism, that's where troubles can begin.
Dr. Anne Hardy, a senior lecturer at the University of Tasmania School of Business and Economics, ending that report from Christine Kokolia.